listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Well, we get into the race coming up in the show early December. It's going to be a professional Trans Am race out at Laguna Seca, and then a bunch of vintage cars as well. So we're going to try to figure out which car we're bringing and racing.
And we got to swing by and check out the new Z Proto in person, in the flesh.
Yeah, so we'll give you a sort of firsthand look at the new Z and also the Nissan. What the hell?
The Araya.
The Araya. All right, first I'll tell you about Overcrest Podcast, automotive journalist Chris Clewell and perpetual optimist Jake Solberg discuss cars, car culture, obscure motoring history, and changing automotive landscape. They do it twice a week. They interview industry experts and historical automotive figures, and they give their commentary on the latest news in the car world, specialize in deep dives into obscure automotive history, and they're Porsche guys. My son is evidently not a Porsche guy because he thought Porsches were Italian cars. I almost slapped him on the way here. So they're Porsche guys, but they're passionate about the entire automotive culture. So you got to check these guys out. They're car guys. We're car guys. Give them a listen. Just search out Overcrest anywhere you podcast. That's Overcrest Podcast.
Yeah, I listen. They do a good job.
Let's face it. In today's uncertain times, simple conversations about your health can have powerful results.
There's something you are likely eating every day. It can negatively affect your waistline, complexion, and overall health.
On the Dr. Gundry podcast, Stephen Gundry, a renowned cardiothoracic surgeon and New York Times best-selling author, cuts through the BS to help you make better health choices.
You have the ability to heal yourself if you give yourself the right ingredients to do it with.
Dr. Gundry has spent the last 20 years empowering people around the world to help reverse and prevent some of our most serious ailments through the power of diet and lifestyle changes.
You will change 90% of you. You will be a brand new you.
Tune in to the Dr. Gundry podcast to start your health journey. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. It's the moderator, Matt DeAndrea, over there.
Hello. How are you?
A lot of car stuff going on in our lexicon these days.
There is a lot of car stuff, too, because a lot of car companies are announcing new cars and debuting new cars. They're doing it all at small events and virtually and videos, and we're actually seeing a lot of product being announced at the end of the year, I guess in lieu of what might have been LA Auto Show in November. So there's a lot.
We went and saw the new Z in person, finally saw the new Z. I guess I'm just calling it the new Z.
Yeah.
In person. We can tell you what we saw. We can tell you what we know. We also saw the all-electric new Nissan.
The Araya.
It was a nice piece. Cars are nice now. But first, we got to talk about 50-year-old cars because I'm trying to nail down the run group because we're back at Laguna Seca at the beginning of December.
Yes.
So we're going to do another race. And I was just going to come back with the 510, which it seems like I'm going to do. But I said, well, why don't we find out what the other run groups are? And Megan over at the other shop is there's nothing better than efficient. You know, she's like, she said, you know, she got me the run groups. You know, she was like 5A and 5B. And I was like, I don't know what's in those run groups, though. I need the run groups, and I just need a couple cars that would be in that run group. And I think she sent me an email that had a picture of each car for the run group, which I didn't really need, but I appreciated it. And then, I don't know, 5-6 cars that would be in the run group. She got a pretty good detail, pretty laid out for us.
Yeah, so we sent that over. I haven't looked at it yet, but we sent it over to you guys over there in the booth. So let's take a look at that.
Did you hit your Dodge or sent me?
I'm going to do it right now while they're bringing up the bringing up those run groups. We all know that Dodge means horsepower and muscle, but did you know that J.D. Power just ranked Dodge number one for initial quality? They also named Dodge the automotive company with the best driver appeal for mass market brands. So there's never been a better time now to join the Brotherhood of Muscle. See your local Dodge dealer today or visit Dodge.com.
All right. So the run groups, if anyone's thinking about it, which is coming up, I guess December 3rd or something like that, whatever that first weekend is.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5, somewhere around there, whatever. And maybe it starts like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
Sunday,
so the
something like that.
First run group is minis and little Alphas and Fiats and Julietas and the Sprites and midgets and stuff like that. So we're not doing any of that. Second run group is Formula cars. I don't know, Formula V, Formula, Formula Atlantic, Formula, I don't know. Then there's group three. That's an interesting group. That's got like the MGB and the Triumphs and the Austin Healeys and the
pre-72 sports cars
and the old Porsches. Sunbeam, Alpine, and then there's the weird group, which is group four. That's got like the Listers and the Scarabs and the Devons and the Lister Jags and the Jags XK.
Allard.
Yeah.
Allard's on the list.
Yeah. Those are the cars with the big horsepower and the skinny tires that the guys just kind of throw around out there. Then group five is the small bore sports car stuff, like, Porsche 904, 906, 907, Elva, Lotus 23, that kind of stuff. That ain't us. And then group six is Trans Am, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big bore production car. So now you're looking at Mustang, GT350s, Camaros, the big Jag, you know, Barracudas. The muscle cars. It's a muscle car group.
Then seven is world championship makes. Those are those kind of Can-Am looking cars, the little ones. Porsche,
the
McLaren.
Little engine ones, though.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a smaller displacement one. That ain't us. And then there's group eight. And
so this is series production sports cars prior to 1979. And then there's a few exceptions to the rule because of the size of the group. So if you have something later than 79, you can probably sneak it in if it's a cool enough car. And, of course, this is where you get in with your 510.
Right. So they got – and this isn't – this is 914s and 911s and 240Zs and 2002s and Super 7s and stuff. So that'll be a fun group.
Yeah. Now, it'd be interesting because you want to bring the 510, but the Escort would have been a cool – the new Ford Escort with the Cosworth engine, the Newman car would have been a cool little piece. Mm-hmm. But we haven't even really looked at that car too much, I don't think.
And it's right-hand drive.
Yeah, it is right-hand drive. Yeah.
Group 9 is Wings and Slicks and Formula – oh, yeah, that's the bigger stuff, like Formula Atlantic and Formula
– Formula 1.
Formula 1. And then Group 10 is – Select GT sports cars, Monza, Porsche 911, Ferrari. That so this is the bigger, faster, newer stuff.
Yeah. Now I know this technically says 73 to 99, but I wonder if this is a group we can try to convince them to let that Paul Newman, that 2000 GT3,
the cup car. I
because there's
bet.
Vipers and 911s.
Yeah.
In there and just go, hey, it's not a 99, it's a 2000, but it is a cool piece. It's a
Newman
car.
Yeah, I don't
car.
Think they'd hassle us on it. Group 11, they got a lot of damn groups.
Yeah.
These are, what are these ones?
This is GTP, Group C.
Wow.
Let's see, from raced from 81 to 80. So 81 up to 5 years from today's date. So it's a big group of Aston Martin, you know, the AMR1, Audi R8, Ford Mustang Trans Am. These are modern day.
These are modern day Le Mans cars.
Yeah.
The group 12.
Which is weird because I don't know.
Panos, Mustang, Viper.
Actually, this could be the group too because this says GT2 and Cup cars, Porsche.
Hmm.
You know, right. So that could be, that looks like a fast group, though.
Yeah.
You might want to try to talk your way into that other group.
Yeah.
And then group 12, another group, we have race cars from 73 up to about 5 years up to prior to today. And such as Motorola Cup cars, early IMSA GTO and GTU small bore cars like
group
Corvette,
12,
and Viper,
maybe
Mustangs.
Getting group 12.
Yeah, Panos.
All right, go scroll next one. Sorry, I just want to.
So
there's
that,
no more.
That's
but
it.
Now we need to schedule. That's the whole thing because we'll do it. We'll do it based on
the schedule. But
when
there's
they're running.
Three potential groups for the Cup car.
At least two. Probably three. I don't think they're. I don't think they care what stupid group you go out there and.
If it qualifies for those groups, it comes down to schedule, and from their point of view, they're going to say, "Do we got 35 cars here and 27 cars here?"
Yeah, yeah.
You know that kind of
right.
That kind of thing.
All right, keep the screen up to date, Maxipata, please. So now it kind of opens things up. Now we're going to have to kind of try to figure out what to do. Because, yeah, that Cup car, ever since we got – I just call it the Cup car, and it's a GT3, whatever, the one Newman drove at Le Mans.
Petit Le Mans.
Road Atlanta, 2000, whatever, 2001.
Yeah, 2000.
That just looks like a cool piece.
Yeah.
And it's semi-modern.
Well, that's the thing. It's the most – modern car, race car in your collection, and it does have that. There is enough jump in there that you do notice all the modern bits on it. So it would be kind of interesting to drive. I would imagine there's going to be a little bit of a difference. You're going to feel the difference at that point.
Yeah. All right. So we went out, and there's an email somewhere, Maxipata, that has the schedule on it too. Megan, or print out or something.
I have the schedule. I found it on SVRA.com. It's provisional, but
we'll figure it out. All right. So we went out and saw the new Z. It's the new Z. It's not the I don't know what number
the Z,
they're at.
The Z Proto, right? Mm-hmm. Is what they're calling it. It's for a prototype. It's you know, Nissan wouldn't confirm, but it's basically what everyone thinks the 400Z is going to be.
Right. But it's a 3-liter.
It's a 3-liter turbo.
Twin turbo.
And this is the engine that is basically in the Infiniti Q50 and the Q60 in 300 horsepower and 400 horsepower trim. So naturally, this seems like it should be around that 400 horsepower mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be 400, but it could be 380, it could be 410, it could be somewhere in that mark.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the current car is, 330, 335, something like that.
Mm.
So it's going to have to be a bump onto that. But also, we saw the car now in person, and standard manual transmission, optional automatic transmission, rear wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. It looks good.
Yeah, it's not a big departure from the former shape of the Z, but they took some of the things that you probably didn't like about the former version of the Z, and they just sort of cleaned them up. You know,
yeah,
they just sort of made them better.
They did, and again, seeing the car in person, I think what they did is they may have some new photographs as well, because the original set of photographs didn't show the lines as well as it they should have. Everything was kind of rushed, and it was a, you know, to get that to get that launch done on video. And we talked about how online when they did the live stream, that bright yellow came off as just so bright, like day glow yellow, that it was tough to kind of see the characteristics of the body. And there's a lot, you know, there's certain creases in the hood and the double bubble, you know, above the driver and passenger, and the light bucket area, to sort of give it a little bit of that bucket kind of scoop look to it by just shaping the body and the shape of the lights. And then I can't stress this part enough. It's really tough to see the character of the front end, the grill of the front end. In the photos, it just looks like a big black rectangle. And when you get up on it, it has different shapes to it, has different depths to it as well. The top of the grill comes out a little further. Underneath, that grille is sunken in a little bit more. So when you really get up on it and see the car in person, it's cool. It's got some good lines. I still think we should see other colors, and thank goodness there, everybody out there has done renderings. It seemed hours after the debut in Nashville, there was renderings all over the place for that car.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were starting with a digital file that didn't have a lot of the lines and characteristics, it was tough to do the renderings with, mm-hmm. you know, like the creases in the hood.
Yeah, it's nice. The interior's nice. There's so many cars are nice now. Cars work. They're nice. They're like thoughtful. It's really a good time to be an enthusiast, or it's just even a good time just to. It's a good, you know, when I was poor, essentially, and you know, all the guys I knew were just kind of working class guys, and nobody, never drove a pickup truck and stuff. There was nary a newish Camaro amongst us. Like, mm-hmm. there was nobody, you know, you would know somebody by their car. Like, if one dude had a newish Camaro, yeah. you would know who that guy was. Because, yeah. I mean, I knew a guy had a VW Golf or something, or a GTI or something. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
He's got a car. He's going to put rims on it. This is a big deal. And mm-hmm. it was like, I don't know. Everyone thought his parents must be rich. He's got a car. Like, no one had a new car. Nobody's parents bought him a car. Nothing really worked. And there's so much good stuff. I mean, you think about this. Everybody who works for me, I don't pay him much, you know. Everybody who works for me drives something decent. I mean, it all works. It all has air conditioning and power windows and Sirius XM radio, and it all. There's never, you know, you can't use
touchscreens and CarPlay and Android Auto. It's all standard now.
If you had a built-in excuse if you ever wanted to get out of work from like 0 to 35, you just go, my car's dead.
Yeah.
You just go, I walked out in the driveway this morning and I turned the key, nothing.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You can't use that excuse anymore.
No, not really. Well, the stuff I drive is 25 years old, so it's still the same. You know, power steering line blue, starter didn't work, battery's dead.
Right.
You know, my stuff is old. But everything good, everything new is pretty good. I think you guys are going to like this car. I would say for Nissan, because this thing is a factory turbo car now, there's so much potential. It's going to be modified. Everyone's going to modify the car.
Mm-hmm.
So to the extent that Nissan had built a strong short block in this engine, you know, if it's mm-hmm. if it doesn't have, you know, like a faulty oil pump or like a plastic gear instead of a metal gear, and you got to replace it, and it's got good pistons, and because now with a little tuning, if this thing comes in around 400 horsepower with a little tuning, intercooler upgrades, maybe turbo upgrade, you know, we want to see 550 horsepower out of this thing when it's breathed on a little bit, and if it can handle that horsepower, that's going to be a huge win for Nissan,
I'm sure the bottom end can handle 550 horsepower, no problem.
Right, transmission, the diff, if it can back that up,
I think it can. The question is, you know, at a certain point, it's not about flashing something or chips or catback exhaust or, you know, changing the wastegate or, you know, sorry, not the wastegate, but intercooler, stuff like that. At a certain point when you're changing turbos and things like that, mm-hmm. then and cams and stuff like that, then now you're getting into kind of taking the engine apart kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the question is like, how much can you get just with a flash? Like, how much can you get by just monkeying with the electronics?
Yeah, that's kind of tough. I would say, of course, there's going to be a 91 octane tune and a 93 octane tune.
Right.
And I think the 91 is going to come in at somewhere around, you know, 8 to 10%, call it a 30 to 40 horsepower bump, and mm-hmm. probably a 40 to maybe not quite 60, but probably a 40 to 50 something on a 93 octane.
Mm-hmm.
But with just whatever, like your Canon filter and a tune and, mm-hmm. and maybe an intercooler upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you're probably going to see 50 horsepower.
Yeah, so I had the first generation of the 350 right when they came out, and it's funny. I was going through a funny car phase. I just bought a gray Z and a gray Mini Cooper. I saw both those cars like 6 months before they came out, and I remember it was sort of a scene when I bought them, and I just was like the first guy to have one of both those yeah. cars, and they worked. I remember there was a weird scene where the car, like, I can't remember what the story was, but the Z arrived at the dealership. You know, I ordered it. I ordered the, you know, cloth seats and the whatever with the whatever. And I think they finally called me. Maybe it'd been sitting at the dealership for 3 or 4 days, but they never notified me. And then they notified me when I was driving into, like, Loveline or at night or something. Yeah. And the guy said, well, you got to pick it up tonight or I'm going to sell this thing. And I was like, you just told me you got the car and I'm going to work. Like, yeah. It's dark outside. And I just remember the weirdest conversation with this guy. But it said to me that somebody walked in
yeah.
and said, I'll give you a 20% over sticker right. for that gray Z. And the guy went, let me see what I can do. And then the guy, like, called me and said, you got to come get it now or I'm going to sell it.
Right,
and I was
right.
like, no, yeah. I ordered this car 6 months ago. That's not how, yeah. how it works.
How about you put your client on the phone and I'll pocket the 20%
right.
and you still get sticker.
I think at the time I didn't even know what was going on. But now as I think about it,
yeah.
somebody, because none had arrived. Nobody had one and somebody yeah. probably wanted it.
Man, you were on the list.
I was on the list. So I got that car. I drove that car a lot. I drove it every day. I drove it every night to work. I just go back and forth between the Mini Cooper and the Z.
Were you driving to Loveline when they made that call?
I was driving probably your M3, I guess. What year did that Z, that 350?
What year did the 350
That must have been 05, 04, 05. I'm trying to think where the hell I was. It had to be 05.
Entered production 2002 and ended in 2009.
Oh, 2002. Is that early?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, actually, so now it makes sense because the E46 you bought new 2001. And I'm sure for business tax, whatever, I think you leased it for a couple of years
right.
and then bought it out, right? Because mm-hmm. the paperwork showed right. the BMW financial lease. So you were still driving it probably stock under the lease.
Right.
That's why it worked.
right. Right.
That's why you were able to drive it.
Yeah, it was stock.
To
yeah.
Loveline.
Right. Yeah. No, I drove that car. when I dropped it off to Ash, I said, hey, I drive this car every day.
Yeah.
So don't mess around.
Yeah. 12 years later.
12 years
yeah,
later.
Well, whatever it was.
All right. Let me hit chemical guys here. You want your car to look great? Sure you do. You got the passion for the shine, but you need to check out Chemical Guys, one of the top brands in auto detailing for over 20 years. They want to teach you how to use their products. Visit one of their detail garage locations around the country, or you can take classes. By the way, you can take classes there or you can do it online. So you can do it on site with the team or you can check out their YouTube channel and learn on your own. Over 1,000 how-to videos. More than just products, they've built a community, whether you're giving your car a weekend wash or you're detailing it like a pro. Chemical Guys help you find the passion in the shine. So, for anyone who listens to this show, you're going to want to check out these guys. Right, Matt?
Yeah, just visit chemicalguys.com/carcast and use code CARCAST for 20% off your first order. That's chemicalguys.com/carcast.
So, and then we saw the Nissan. Sorry, what is it?
The Araya.
Yeah, there's too many names.
So
there's
this is
so many names.
The Araya is their newest electric vehicle, sort of an SUV. I don't know. It's more of a crossover than it is a full SUV, but
it's a medium-sized SUV.
You know, they kind of made their bones on the Nissan Leaf, did some experimenting with that, and put that out there very early on. And this is the next. It doesn't replace the Leaf, but their next iteration into
this is a decent-sized vehicle.
And it's actually really nice. And when you get into it, it's going to have two battery options and two drive options. What I mean by that is a 63 kilowatt and an 87 kilowatt. You can get it either as front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. And I believe the all-wheel drive version is two motors on the front, one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So the range will be up to 300 miles. That's what mm-hmm. they're going after. And when you look at something like Audi e-tron and Jaguar I-Pace, they come in or somewhere like 208 or 210 and 230 or 260 on the range. So 300 is a good number, granted with the larger battery, but I don't think the small battery is going to be – it's not going to be less than 200. So it's going to be good. This is also going to come in around $40,000.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's a nice thing that they showed us the other night when we were looking at it, which the console moves forward and back electronically, you know, sort of where you put your right arm when you drive. You can adjust it. You can dial it in.
It's electric, and it slides back and forth. It seems like a novel idea, but it really works. If you're really tall and you put your seat back or short and move your seat forward,
yeah,
you know, when your hand's on the trackpad or on the armrest, you're off a little bit, but now you can move that thing. Now they can do that because it's all electric. The floors are flat. The batteries are flat underneath, so there's no bumps in it. There's no transmission tunnel.
Right.
And so there's plenty of leg room, and you can move that console front and back, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And it has two screens. I forgot what they were, maybe 12.3-inch screens. And, of course, it's going to come with all the latest technology. CarPlay and Android and all that, mm-hmm. but it has their autonomous driving system, their ProPilot 2.0. Now, nothing's really fully autonomous, but similar to Tesla's mode, you can use the key fob and like creep the car forward or back or put it in a parking spot, that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah,
and,
it's
interesting.
It's a kind of car. I mean, I would drive that car every day. I absolutely would.
I mean, it's going to be quick. The large battery all-wheel drive version is probably going to be 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, and 300-mile range is pretty good. And what's interesting is when it's plugged in your garage, you can teach it to know when you're going to work in the morning or when you're whatever. Like if you go to an event every day, you're going and you can program the car to turn on the air or turn on the heat or whatever, but not use the battery in the car because it's plugged into your wall. So if you leave every morning at 9 a.m., you can say, hey, at 10 to 9, just start warming it up for me, or start cooling it down for me. And it just plugs right into the wall and uses that.
The cars are – they have so much stuff on them now. Like they've all become like – my television remote, which has 181 buttons on it, and I use three of them, and I have no idea what the other 178 do, and I would never get the full potential. You'd have to come set that car. I was just driving around my Infiniti wagon in full four-wheel drive low and had no idea because the center – it's still doing that weird you got to program it so it doesn't honk the horn when you turn the stupid – when you put the alarm on.
Again,
it drives me nuts because it's like every time I pull into the garage and I lock the car, it's like I'm telling everyone I'm home.
Well, we heard you pull up because it honked three times. We're like, oh, Adam's here. Well, I don't know what it is because we switched cars. We got the newest QX80, the Infiniti, and it's great.
Well, the three honker is when you leave the keys in the car.
Okay.
I think that's, but it doesn't always do it. But sometimes it does it when you leave the keys in the car.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, the don't leave your key in the car thing. That part I get. But
sometimes it does it when you have your keys. So maybe there's a communication issue.
Maybe there's a key in the glove compartment. Maybe there's like a valet key in the glove compartment, a fob.
The thing about the honk when you lock the car, you should have to set it to that. You shouldn't have to undo that.
Yeah.
The default should be car's locked. You, and then if that somehow annoys you, or you're not, you don't, if you're disoriented, like, did I lock my car? I don't know. I didn't hear a sound. Well, then you could set it to that.
Right.
It shouldn't
or
come this
what
way.
A lot of cars do, you hit it once, it quietly locks the doors, and you can kind of hear the doors lock, so you know. But then if you hit it again, then it'll honk.
Right.
So it's a double click thing. It was kind of funny. Yesterday, we met up here, and we were going to the Nissan event, and Adam said, hey, you know, this, we got the new QX80. He goes, it drives a little rough. It's a little weird. It just feels a little...
It plows.
It plows. It just feels a little chunky.
Well, it plows when, at low speed when you're turning, you know, pulling out of a driveway turning into a driveway. Yeah.
And it just turned out the dial on the dash was turned to like four-wheel low, like off-road mode. And look, without doing it, you wouldn't even notice it, you know. I wouldn't have noticed it. I would have felt the same thing. But you said something is going on. So I started looking.
Right.
And I remember, you put a dog in the car, and the dog is always like the glove, the trap door on your cigarette lighter is always open or closed,
The
heated seats go on and off because there's paws going everywhere. And I was like, this could be Phil.
I'd like to blame Phil. I don't mess with that knob because I don't really know what it does, and it's not my thing, but I could have easily turned that
knob. Turned it thinking it was the other knob or whatever, but it seemed like, good news is it's not broken. Works fine. Four-wheel low, by the way, works fine.
Yes.
It works fine.
All right, should we? Well, do your Dodge spot, take our break.
Dodge, you know, we all know that Dodge means horsepower, and we talked about Dodge ranking number one for initial quality, and Dodge has been named the automotive company with the best driver appeal for mass market brands as well. Number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. It's the first time a domestic automotive brand has run away with both awards in the same year. And with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder these guys are taking all the awards. There's never been a better time now to join the Brotherhood of Muscle. See your local Dodge dealer today or visit Dodge.com.
All right. Let's see. So what else we got? What do we got our eyes on? What do we want to do?
Well, you mentioned the run groups earlier and when Chris handed us the schedule. And now it starts to make sense because they run several groups at a time. We don't have 12 groups throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like group 8 and 12B are running together. And then there's group 5, 7, 9, and 11 all at once.
Oh, what?
There's four groups in one run group.
What the hell group am I supposed to be?
I don't. We got to go back to which one had the 5-10 in it because I don't remember. I thought it was
the
eight.
Group eight. Yeah, who's group eight running with?
Group eight's running with 12B. What was 12B?
Those are funny cars and top fuelers from the 60s. They're gonna have
some
to make
blow,
it.
Some go.
Yeah. Those are they still having Crackle Fest?
I think the vintage racing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm running eight and it was running with who?
12B.
Oh, 12B.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a 12A and a 12B.
Oh, I just got 12. Select GT cars between the Chevrolet, Corvette, Viper, Mustang, Panos, Datsun Z.
Well, so that was one of the groups you thought you can run the cup car in.
Right.
So you can't run twice. You got to pick a different cup car group.
Oh, okay. I think we can work this out.
Yeah,
We'll just look at the timing. I don't think they're going to be snobs about this. It's a goddamn fun for all race. I mean, no one's chasing the points or anything. We're just showing up.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
It's not as big as the Monterey. You know, the Rolex Historic.
I'm not even sure what we're doing other than. They never seem to have this race. I wonder if this race is a reaction to Monterey getting canceled.
Is it also the Trans Am weekend? Is Trans Am running? And then they do the vintage? Yeah, because see, TA2 runs at 9 in the morning and then TA 11. So the Trans Am cars are going to be there. And, you know, they bundle up. When you raced at Willow Springs, the Trans Am cars, and then the vintage cars were off.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy came in second in my Trans Am race.
Yeah, and he's running the vintage cars.
He's the most interesting man alive. It's like the guy had a Cobra. He's racing his Cobra in the vintage race. By the way, first things first, if you're racing a Cobra at Willow Springs hard.
Yeah, on the big track.
That's scary, number one. Number two, then his Cobra breaks. He happens by the Burton Racing semi-truck, wants to know what's up with the extra car.
Yeah.
Now, he must have been familiar with the vintage Trans Am or the vintage race and then the Trans Am, mm-hmm. whatever. And look, I don't want to make him into some sort of, you know, some sort of Western lore or something, but evidently he just goes, how much to drive the other car?
Yeah.
And it's like 50 grand. Yeah. Like, okay.
Done.
I'm in. Yeah. Now, I don't know. It's funny. I tried to track the guy down once and I wanted to like interview him and, he was like, it doesn't matter. He's pretty private. And I thought, yeah, sometimes when guys have 50 grand laying around, they're private guys.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Did you think he had that like on him, or do you think he just...
He probably had to do with the Whittington brothers.
Yeah,
did.
Right?
They had just go out to the trailer and
get
the suitcase out.
And go, hey, it's 50 grand. I want to drive the car. I'm sure he came up with the number, not Burton.
So, all right. So now you have 19 days to get me a ride in one of those modern Trans Am cars. So,
in addition to what you're driving, it's gonna be tough.
I might just drive the modern stuff. Yeah,
I mean, I wonder if you have 50 grand, I can get you a ride.
Is Burton Racing out there?
I'm sure they're gonna be out there. I'm not, you know, I don't see why they wouldn't.
You know,
be.
I don't know how much I would pay, but it might be worth just asking. It's not gonna happen. But it's worth it. It's worth a email.
We might as well find out what it costs to not happen.
Yeah, we might as well find out what it costs to not happen. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
All right, so it's the Trans Am weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be in the thing. And then, that'll be cool. It'll be cool to see the modern-day Trans Am guys out there.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me they could get me a ride in the Trans Am 3 or something like that when we were over at Nissan.
Now, I don't know if Tommy's going to be out there or not, or he might. You never know when he's benched for punching somebody.
Tom, this is Dreesy, yeah. Not Kendall.
Yeah, right?
Right.
We love Tommy. He's a great guy, and he's a fantastic driver. I think he won the race that you were in when you did your Trans Am race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if he's racing or not.
Yeah, they gave him the car with the good parts.
Yeah. Well, he did race in pit mode. He had full digital dash going.
That's my favorite part of life. Like, I went out and did a practice session. They have digital dashes, you know, they work. And I think there's a button on the side of it or on the back of it or something, and you can scroll through it and get all the information. But, you know, pit mode is when you come into the pit, they hit it, and it's probably temps and, you know, pressures and a bunch of shit that you might not need on the track. But then when you get on track mode, it's RPM and speed and whatever, lap times.
Yeah.
And I was like, I went out there. Well, obviously, they put it in pit mode.
Yeah.
Because they're in the pit. And then at some point, they're like, all right, get in the car. It's time to go. Well, I get in the car. I don't know anything about the car. I'm not going to start mussing around with the dash. You know, I get in the car. I go out, qualify or whatever, practice, whatever. I come back in. I'm like, there's no RPM on this thing. There's no speed. There's no nothing on this thing.
What's the point of a digital dash?
What's in it? And then the guy looks at me and goes, you had it in pit mode.
I'm like, no, you had it in pit mode.
That's my favorite part of life. I had it in pit mode?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm scared to touch the steering wheel.
Right?
The fucking hose, the clear hose for drinking out of, they kept on a nipple that was attached to the front, to the sway bar baluster.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hydraulic sway bar ballast. I thought it was a hydraulic hose.
Yeah, you're like, mine's empty.
That's how little
I knew about. Maybe it's air. It's air-powered.
That's how little I knew about what was going on inside that car. How could you tell me I put it in pit mode?
Yeah.
Or maybe he said I kept it in or something like that. But it's just one of those perfect parts of life. Like,
yeah.
Even good teams, even whatever, there's always those little things. So if you're used to Tommy Dreese, you don't have to lean in. Tommy probably flicks it from pit mode to track mode.
Right.
Tommy probably goes out and sits with it idling in pit mode just to see what the temps are or whatever. And then as he starts running out in the track, just flicks a
button.
Right,
of course. Right. Yeah, it makes sense. It wasn't really a tutorial on that car or, you know, like a weekend practice leading into it. So it's just kind of a jump in and go kind of thing.
Right.
But anyway, it was fun.
It might be might be fun to figure out who's going to be there. Yeah, hit up Tommy. Hit up both Tommies. What the other Tommy's going to be there?
I don't know.
Does it say anything, Max Spana?
Well, he's been racing in the Trans Am West all year. So, I mean, he's been posting stuff. He was just at Circuit of Americas this month. So
it seems like he would be there.
I imagine he'd be there. And this is what he's been driving.
Is it Camaro now?
Yeah, it's Camaro. Yeah. The Camaro bodies are good. The Camaro bodies actually got a little bit better aero than those C7 bodies that they had.
Show us a little footage from inside that car.
Yeah.
It's pretty. See. And you had it somewhere.
Oh, wait.
I wonder what kind of horsepower that thing's making on that dyno, man.
I don't know.
It is a beast. But it's a modern beast, so it's sort of manageable.
Yeah, look at that RPM. What is it? 7, 8?
Yeah, he's
all over that thing at 8 grand.
God. That thing is 170 something miles an hour on the straightaways. Yeah. Wonder what that thing's. See what
look at that Cadillac.
See what that thing's making on the. Yeah, let's hear this thing tack up. What's he coming onto? A cat?
That's an older gen Camaro.
Let's see it on the. Let's check it out on the dyno. I'd like to. I'd like to see what that thing's pulling to the rear wheels on the dyno over there.
Yeah, here we go.
It's a cool. Scariest thing you can do in a car is put it on a dyno. I wonder what that thing. I think they're going to tell us.
No.
Oh, they won't. Oh, okay.
I think it's all top secret.
Oh, it is. Well, we know those things make 900 and something horsepower.
I don't know, 859. I think every time you ask them, the number goes down because they're trying to downplay it.
They're making a lot of horsepower.
They're making a lot of horsepower.
And, you know, Tommy's got some cool vintage stuff, too.
Yeah, he does. And he was running that Camaro as a Burton racing car. He's right. Still with, you know, with those.
So guys. He may bring out something vintage as well.
Yeah.
Knowing that guy. All right, let me tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other, I'm sure. Now you can make it easy to bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy for your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy as well. So get your bundle on, baby. Go to geico.com, get a quote. See just how much you could be saving when you bundle at Geico. That's geico.com. All right, West Palm Beach, Florida, the Improv, November 20th and 21st. I'm going to be there doing live pod and stand-up as well. We're doing a Reasonable Doubt, which we'll do a matinee show of on Saturday. So Mark Garagos is going to be there. I'm your emotional support animal. You can check out my book and get that at my audiobook at Audible and leave a review. I read the reviews. And I'm doing shows all over the place. I got Burbank, California, Pickwick Bowl. December 12th, doing a drive-in show, Naples, Florida, Oklahoma City. So just go to adamcarolla.com and find out where all the shows are. What do you got, Motorator?
Just follow me at Motorator on social media. We'll post some more images and stuff of the Z car that we saw on the Orion. Some cool stuff.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Geico. Maybe you own your home or you rent your home. Either way, it can be a lot of hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.